start out, again, just as I mentioned yesterday, played well enough to win the game, and, you know, credit our players for working hard and really getting ready to play that game against a team that played a little bit different style than the team we played in week one. Certainly there's some things we're happy with. Didn't turn the ball over. Scored on three of the first four possessions, got off to a good start in that regard. Protection was solid most of the day offensively. We were concerned with our ability to protect their blitz package when they went into a dime package, and we limited their use of that by being in third and shorts most of the day and handled it well when they did get in it, and did a great job of converting on third down offensively and then put it in the red area. So there's some good things there. Certainly didn't run the ball nearly as effectively as we would have liked. 35 carries for a little over a 2 yard average there with the running backs is never going to be good enough. Defensively, certainly got some turnovers that really helped us, negate some opportunities that they had. We didn't really handle the speed of their offense. Didn't stop the run as well as we thought we might be able to with our strength. And gave up, too many easy yards, too many third down conversions, certainly, that allowed them to stay on the field. Only forced them to punt twice all day. And then the kicking game, we gave up too many huge swings in field position. The kickoff return to start the third quarter was poor. The punt coverage on Tate's big return wasn't very good. And all in all, we're allowing too many swings in field position right now. So I think the big key yesterday was certainly the turnovers and our ability to hold on to it offensively and then convert when we had the opportunity. That really kind of made the difference in the game. Had the game been closer, certainly some of the mistakes that we made or some of the things we didn't do well would have hurt us more than they did. So we're going to focus on the things that we can improve on here today and then get ready for the Colts.
What do you know any more about Chamber?
Other than it's nothing's broken. We're hopeful. We're going to see how that goes this week. It'll be an important game, obviously, to have those guys available for. And they'll do, I'm sure, everything they can do to make sure they're ready for Sunday. And that's really all we can tell right now. I don't know if they're going to be or not, but we're hopeful that both of them will have an opportunity to play.
You mentioned the special teams and swings in field position over the first couple of weeks. What do you see? Do you see a consistent issue with the coverage teams?
Well, we've allowed the ball to get to the edge of the coverage team, to the sideline, a few too many times, certainly in the first couple weeks. It's not been the same player or same problem exactly, but in general, we're not containing the runner, and I think that's really an important aspect of covering kicks, is trying to limit the amount of field that he has to work with, so you limit the amount of field you have to cover, and we haven't done a great job of that. Our kickers have both kicked the ball well. Punter and kicker have kicked the ball well. We have to be able to, limit the opportunities that the returners have to go to the sideline. And, it'll be another important aspect of this week's game.
When you look at Demaryius and getting him ready for his first game, can you just talk a little bit about that process in terms of teaching him the routes, how much of the playbook kind of is going to be open to him, and then the physical kind of skills that he has that obviously we finally got to see yesterday that you guys are going to be listening to a lot?
Yeah. There's nothing. He was ready to go with the whole game plan. We're not limiting him in terms of what he's responsible to know. We certainly didn't go into the game saying we were going to play him 65 plays. First of all, he doesn't need to be in there that many plays. We've had great production from all the receivers that have been out there. Brandon Lloyd certainly has played very well. Gaffney's, you know, done well with his opportunities. Eddie's doing a nice job in the slot. So our plan is going to be able to move him in and out. And the more he plays, the more comfortable he'll be, the more creative we might be in terms of who's on the field together. You know, he knew the game plan, the whole game plan going in. He was ready to go if we needed to play him more than we did. And just in terms of physical preparation, I think he's in good condition. I mean, he's been able to run, you know, and he's conditioned with us, and he's been able to do those types of things to keep him in shape. So conditioning, I don't think, was an issue. He played a lot in the kicking game, too. I don't know if you guys knew that or realized that, but he was on the kickoff return team. He played on the punt return team. You know, he's part of the blocking in those areas also. So he was playing more than just offense yesterday, and that's what he's going to need to do too. You know, as we kind of ingrain him into the offense. So I think it was a good opportunity for him to get in there and get his feet wet. Did a great job with the opportunities that he had, and hopefully we can build on that.
I think we got to see a little bit of his speed on that first one.
Yeah.
The bubble screen.
Yeah.
And they mentioned on the broadcast that you had said that he was maybe the fastest.
Yeah.
Guy. Where do you rank his speed?
Probably. I mean, you know, we've never had a race. I think we've got a lot of fast receivers. Certainly Eddie and Brandon and Jab can run, and Matt Willis certainly is a faster player, and we got some backs that can do that too. But you know, we knew he was very fast coming out. Certainly we didn't have an opportunity to time him ourselves in the 40-yard dash because he was injured. But you've been able to see his straight line speed show up whenever he's been out there and playing. He gets behind the defense when they give him an opportunity. And then the thing to me that I've been impressed with Demaryius is his ability to accelerate once he has the football. It doesn't take him a long time to build his speed. And a lot of taller receivers, it takes them, you know, some strides to kind of get into their top-notch speed. And DT usually can get there pretty quickly. And that's what he did on that screen that you saw. And that's another aspect of the game that's a strength of his.
Going back to when you drafted him, did it bring you pause at the broken foot that he had? I mean, was it tough for you to?
No. You know, when you, I mean, you go through the medical, and we have so many medical evaluations that our doctors get to do, our training staff gets to do with the players that are eligible for the draft. So it's just like if he was one of our players, you know, and if they say he's got an injury, it will heal fully. His recovery will be successful. You know, they usually, if they talk in percentages, you know, then you got to take the information that they give you and you say, okay, it's an injury that should heal and he'll be fine and he'll play and he could play for 15 years. And so, you know, would you rather have him out there healthy, being able to go through the combine and put him through some workouts and all that stuff? Sure. But I think if you just pass on all the players that have an injury that's current but certainly won't affect their future, you're probably making a pretty shallow decision. So we felt good about our evaluation of his foot medically and felt like his future would be bright and long, and we liked the player.
Josh, you mentioned the run game. Obviously, Kyle's start, he's been as sharp as he was in the preseason, building off that. But when you used to think of the Broncos, it was the running, the zone blocking, TD, all that stuff. Have you guys gone to, do you think you're a pass-first team now? Or is it just strictly because you had the injuries on the line and that's kind of affected the balance that you made?
I don't think we're a pass-first team. I think we were like second in the league in time of possession and or whatever it is. I mean, we're trying to stay balanced. You know, in both games, I think we really have been balanced. You know, we threw it a little bit more than we ran it last week. We ran it just as many times as we threw it yesterday, and that will always be the case, I think. I mean, your goal is to try to not become one dimensional in a game. Have we been more effective throwing it than running it? Yeah, right now we have. And I think that there's a lot of reasons for that. A running game is something that, you know, it takes continuity. It takes understanding each other. There's a lot of people that have to work well together to get the running game going. I don't think you can just say, well, we got bigger up front, so automatically the running game's naturally going to just take off, you know, and it certainly hasn't yet, and we're going to keep focusing on that because I think we want it to be a strength of our team, and I think there's, you know, plenty of work to do to make sure it gets there.
Last week when you talked about the running game, you alluded to what the offensive line didn't do. You alluded to what some of the running backs did and didn't do. How did you see it this week?
Very similar. There are some yards out there that we probably left out there in terms of making a read. At the same time, there's some execution or some things we could have worked better together on up front. You know, and that's really what you see every week. You know, you just hope you come out of the game with 130 yards rushing and saying that instead of 70 yards, you know. And so I think today, because we had the ball for 37 minutes, you know, the disappointing thing to our staff and to our players today when they watch it will be that we didn't just take the game over physically as the game wore on, you know. And, you know, usually when you're the team leaning on the other team, you're wearing them down. And yesterday it was kind of a combination. They looked tired on some plays and we looked tired on some plays. But we were out there 37 minutes. So, you know, you certainly want to have the advantage in terms of, you know, just being fresh and looking like we're the team that's wearing the other team down as the game goes on if you're fortunate enough to have the ball that long.
Because Moreno and Buckholder didn't get the reps maybe in preseason, is that more of a product of those guys being more patient, let the linemen sustain their blocks, and then, you know, hitting the hole that opens up? Because it seems like they're maybe a little bit impatient.
Well, there's certainly times where I think the runners could do a better job of seeing some things, and there's times where the line could do a better job of fitting on that thing. So it's really a combination of both. It really is. There's no one thing that we can say, boy, if that gets fixed today, we're going to be in great shape. I think it's a combination of all those things. And again, we're hopeful that, you know, Coop and Ryan are coming back here soon. So here we go with, you know, we're going to shuffle the line again. And it's just, we just need to get some continuity out there and practice together as many times as we can. And I think the more we work together, the more effective we'll be.
The game yesterday was considered big outside this building because of the four games. Stretch you're going through here?
We have 14. We have a 14-game stretch.
So your comment on the four-game stretch here?
I have no idea who we play after Indianapolis. Actually, I do know who we play after Indianapolis, but I'm only going to talk about Indianapolis, and every game is tough. Every game is tough. It doesn't matter. If you play well in this league, you know, you give yourself an opportunity to win. And if you don't, it doesn't matter who you play. They're all good enough to beat you. So, you know, that's the way we approach every week. It's the way we approach last week. It's the way we approach this week. And, you know, it's one at a time, 14 times. That's the stretch we're on.
Peyton Manning's not the type of guy you want to overlook.
No, we're not overlooking him. Believe me.
Did you guys watch the game last? I mean, you
did
didn't have much time to celebrate the win, and they're on prime time. Did you watch the game live?
Yeah, I did. I did get home and watch the game and, you know, celebrated the victory all the way until the second quarter. I mean, it's hard to be celebrating a lot with that on TV.
Anything else for the coach?
What are you gonna do if you win the toss?
Defer.
All right, thank you, coach.